care if you're black, you're white, you're gay, you're straight, rich, poor. It doesn't fucking matter. Everybody's headed the same direction. We're all going to die. And that's not morbid. I don't look at it as morbid. I look at that as real. Like, literally, before I came in here, I did this Facebook post where I was like, dude, if you knew that you weren't going to make it home for dinner tonight, I just literally did this Facebook post 2 hours ago. If you knew you weren't going to make it home to dinner tonight, what would you now do? Who would you call? Who would you text? Where would you go? Go do that shit. Because here's the crazy thing, bro. Like, there are people that aren't going to make it home to dinner tonight. And that's not, oh, you know what? We'll do that next year. We'll take that trip later. We'll do, but, and I'm not talking about being reckless. I'm not talking about dudes cashing everything out and being fiscally irresponsible. What I'm talking about is really understanding that this game is way fucking different than we've been programmed to believe it is. To work until we're 65 and then we can relax and then we can enjoy. You're fucking dead. You're dead then. Your body doesn't work anymore. You're not going to want to learn anything new. Your kids are old. They don't give a shit about you. They're married and moved off and the whole thing. Like, now what? You go read every single biography from every mogul. Carnegie, Rockefeller, Steve Covey, like anybody who's created any type of ripple. Every single one of them says the same thing in the end of their book. All of them. Like, all of them, without fail. If I could go back and do it all over again, I would have spent more time with my family.
That was a little deeper than we normally go.
I can only go so deep.
That's definitely not what she said. I usually hear, can't you go any further?
Have you ever seen that comedian that was talking about, he was talking about that situation. And by the way, welcome to the Midweek Tug, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we're just going to go right into this one.
You know. So there's this comedian that he was talking about. I get going faster. Okay. Apply the pedal a little bit more.
Sure. Sure.
I can
pump up the jam. Pump it up.
I can understand rougher. I understand, you know, all these things I can control, but what I can't understand is when you say more.
Do you feel
bitch, my, you think I'm short dicking you?
I'm going to short dick you. You feel my balls tapping you? That's all I got. I can't help it, but you barely pass the full. It's good for me. Okay? It's good for me.
I don't know who the comedian was, but it was a great bit.
I really wish that I could be in the car or standing next to the person who had just accidentally came across this show and this was the first one they listened to. And they're like, what the fuck? What you've just experienced is Tommy and Bear introducing their Midweek Tug. What's their Midweek Tug? Well, it's the Unrefined Guys podcast, but we try to stay away from the politics. We try to stay away from, all that boring shit.
We try.
Once in a while, we might dip our toe in it a little bit, but we try to stay away from it. We try to keep it lighthearted, and sometimes we go deep. Not sexually, because
as we just stated,
we're only good enough with what God gave us. We can't really do much more with it. So I was reading a study about scientists had taken these frogs and they cut the legs off of the frog.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty fucking morbid. But they cut the legs off the frog, and then they put them on the table, and they started yelling, jump, 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 to the frogs.
Jump around.
Yeah, jump. But none of them had weird haircuts, but that's another story. So did I mention these were pharma scientists?
Oh, yeah. Go figure. So
they cut these legs off. They do this couple-month-long study. They cut the legs off. They try to get them to jump. Lo and behold, guess what? None of them frogs jumped.
No, I imagine that.
So they wrote their papers up, they wrote their observations up, and the final analysis was that they concluded that when frogs lose their legs, they automatically go deaf.
Wow.
And that's how pharma science works.
Yeah. And they get paid to do these studies.
Bro, I just made that up.
Okay.
It was all a joke.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes we have to explain each other. Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that. He said it twice, too. Everybody write the date down.
You got me. I admit it.
But we've listened to some really weird studies lately. Yeah, happening.
We definitely have. It's just the ironic piece of, everybody's like, just trust the science. Oh,
I'm not.
I don't trust fuck that comes out of anybody's mouth that's wearing a white coat. Trust me there. I came across that the other day, and I was like, holy fuck, it's right. It's true.
Fucking deaf frogs.
Cut the legs off a frog, they lose their hearing too. And
it happens with wedding rings too.
Oh no shit, yeah. Yeah. You put a wedding ring on a woman and suddenly her legs weld shut.
And apparently that ring means that she's the boss, you know.
You got that too.
Yeah.
And she gets really good at ignoring you when you're talking about her.
This has got to be a difficult piece for you.
Nah.
Because you have family members that are vested in this show.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
Your wife has become the producer.
Yeah.
Your other extended family, brothers, sisters, siblings, are fans.
Yeah, I don't get
which
that.
Is weird because they hated us both when we were kids.
Exactly.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
And then, you know, you've got some extended family.
Of course, after Friday's last Friday show, I don't know if one of my siblings is going to be.
No shit, right? You did kind of roll the bus right over the, almost said it, over that sibling. I wasn't going to give away her sex or anything, but.
We just did. Thanks, bro.
For those of you who don't know, he only has two. Well, no, you have three.
You have
three sisters.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, if you missed Friday's show, I liked it.
I did.
I liked it for a few reasons. First off,
you didn't have to do shit.
I did. I had to run the board.
Just playing.
I did. I had to run the board. But I got to, normally, I run my mouth the most.
Mm-hmm.
I do. That's just what I do.
She's hair whispering.
Watch, I'm going to shut her mouth off. Okay, nobody ask you, Karen. Just produce or something, okay? Normally, I'm the one that talks. You're the one that adds the best commentary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's how our relationship
it's always been. That
always
way, yeah.
Been. You've been the strong, silent type. Kind of like a fart, you know?
Yeah.
But last week, really, in my head, it started to make sense that I was just thinking, let the two of them tell their story and have a conversation about it. And then, of course, some questions came up. And then I was like, I keep feeling like I'm interrupting. So I kind of backed off. And Karen was like, well, if you're not going to fucking do it. And so Karen started asking. And I was like, it's still better than me doing it.
Well, you were kind of part of the story.
In some pieces,
I was. A little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's why I was like, okay, well, if Karen's going to take over, this is my opportunity to. What they don't know is that our colors were mixed up on the board.
Tommy was
and some
real,
people
OCD
weren't
problem.
Sitting where the microphone. It was just a bad thing. And it really got to me in the first episode. Like when we recorded the first, I kept looking at things and then looking at the microphones. For those who can't, obviously you can't see us. We have color coded cords for microphones. And I tend to try and set those up in a counterclockwise fashion where. So the first pod has a red cord, so that goes in the first one. The next pod color is orange, so that's Bear's microphone cord, and he's to my left. Karen's microphone cord is yellow. That's the second microphone cord, and then on.
She's to my left.
She's to Bear's left. So when Mary sat with us last Friday, it was Bear to my left with the orange cord. Mary sat to his left, and she took the blue cord. Which is not the next color on the board. Then Karen sat down, and then Jeff sat to her left. No, I'm sorry, to her right.
Yeah.
But he had, if green, I remember correct, or... he had the, like...
I think he was green.
Green
one.
Yeah.
So I have color correct for me, color correct for Bear. Going in line would have next been yellow for Karen, but that's not how they sat.
Yeah.
So and it sounds really stupid.
No.
But anybody with OCD understands where I was. So I was really.
I was just going to call you out on that. Yeah. It's like, that's just your OCD. Was,
and it is. And so I was off the whole time. So when we did Friday's show, I realized, wait a minute, here's a moment where I don't have to pay as much attention. Yes, I am part of the story in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But when Karen started jumping in, I was like, well, I can just watch the board and kind of just sit back and enjoy it. I did, but then with everything else being screwed up, it made me mess up on uploading Friday's Tuggers episode, which creates a little bit of a problem because Tuggers get the episodes on Mondays and Fridays. They get them the day before.
So they get them Sunday.
And so they get them Sunday and Thursday. Well, when I uploaded things, anyway, it was a bad deal. I enjoyed getting to sit back and not have to be in you know, in the moment as much, and just be able to listen to the story. Yeah, I know it. Sure, I do. But each time I've heard it, there's things about it that just take me back.
Right.
Kind of like a walk down memory lane. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and I know sometimes it seemed like you were checked out because you've heard the story a couple times. You were there. You lived it also. So when I say checked out,
I know what you mean.
You were just like, hey, I'm going to.
I was watching the board. I was looking some stuff up on the phone.
Right.
It was nice to sit back for a moment.
No, I get it.
You know, yeah. But then it screwed everything else up. For me, it did.
The routine got
the routine up. Was just completely bashed. And
Tommy very much sticks to his routines. And if you fuck it up just a little bit, if you change, the biggest problem he had is we sat next to each other.
Which we don't normally.
I mean, technically you're sitting next to each other, but you're on opposite sides of a table. You're on, on different sides of a table.
Yeah.
Rather than
sitting next to him was harder for us to look at each other.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, rather than shoulder to shoulder, literally, how you were around the
round table. At my shoulder. So looking at him would take me to the side of the microphone, which was difficult. Whereas here, he's like 3 feet from me. So we can sit angled. Yeah. I've tried. I've gone through talk therapy. I've taken medication.
Well, I'm not trying to
none of it works.
Bash you. There's probably people out there that have similar condition.
I hope so.
Are appreciative.
It used
that
to just be called
ones.
A creature of habit. Used to be the term.
Right. Why do we have to? Why do we have to label everything with the? Remember, you used to just be an asshole.
Exactly.
Now you're bipolar.
Right.
Like really, what was wrong with asshole?
Well, the one thing I learned through my ex's studies was bipolar and manic depressant. When they say that you're bipolar, manic depressant. There's just a little difference, right?
Right.
Pretty much the same fucking thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's the same thing.
The lady who calved me.
Yeah.
She's kind of a hypochondriac anyway. But
so are you.
No, not like this. I guarantee you there's no way I would have ovary cancer. My mother.
You got me with that stupid joke. I'm just trying to pay you back.
No, you're fine. I'm in a good mood today because we're back in our element for sort of.
Yeah.
I have a hunch that when we finally move to a studio it's going to take a few weeks.
Well, when we find property or find a way to build the studio, whatever, we will have to both agree on it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the cool part.
And to be honest, you're probably going to be the one that's the one in charge. They just don't feel right.
the cool part is
I'm cool doing it in a tough shed.
I actually am too. As long as it's wide or long enough for camera setup. Because I saw one the other day that was obviously in a tough shed. And the camera was almost sitting on this poor guy's lap.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, I get it. It's
One of our followers on Instagram has a podcast, and the way their cameras are set up, I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
It's like right there in their face, and it's too much.
Yeah, it was real close.
Plus, we need cameras that protect our ugliness.
Yeah,
so we need farther away as possible, and at certain angles.
Certain angles. Definitely don't want to get our bad side.
Wait.
Do we have a good side?
I don't think so
either. They may dub us and tell us that we have to put one of those where they put that gray film over it and you have to press the button to unhide it. Yeah. And then underneath it says gory content.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just our faces.
Watch anyway.
Yeah. That's funny that you say that because it was like
that's what it says when you push.
Yeah, it does. 2 or 3 weeks ago, Zuckerberg was in front of Congress. And they were drilling him about, I guess, and I didn't follow the story, but apparently Instagram and Facebook don't take down, I want to be careful how I say this, but they're bad images of young people, okay? Very bad images. And instead they would put that filter over it so you could search for that content and then just push button to uncover it.
And watch, like, anyway. Yeah.
But you'll take down Donald Trump completely off of your platform, but you'll leave this. Explain that to
us. Exactly.
And of course, he, you know, Zuck being the guy he is, was able to double speak his way right through.
Oh, yeah. He knows what he's doing. And
isn't that scary?
Well, it is, because right now, and here we are going with politics.
Just to dip our toes in.
Right now, they're talking about banning TikTok.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about it. I could take it, I can leave it, whatever. I get some great content off TikTok for the show, and, you know,
sure,
like stuff like that. But I know of a lot of conservative influencers, Ant being one of them, who's constantly getting taken down or fucked with through TikTok. So he's not like supporting, you know, them. He's like, yeah, do what you're gonna do with TikTok. Right. I got other platforms.
It's funny you bring that up, because I think I've thought about it, not in depth, but I've thought about, okay, they're talking about banning TikTok.
But my point is,
oh, I'm sorry.
My point is, they should, if they're going to go after one, they need to take them all down.
It's funny that you just said that, because what I thought was, okay, I'm not a huge fan of TikTok, not because of whatever it is they're doing. I'm not a fan of the fact that in America they show
porn,
kids images of porn. They show kids images of dressing up as the opposite sex, and, you know, propaganda, if you will.
Yeah.
But in China,
it's education.
Where this comes, they ban them from using it after a certain time in the evening. It's educational. It's science. It's math. It's, you know, it's wholesome stuff. But right here, it's just fucking whack jobs doing weird shit.
Well, if you go on TikTok, up at the top, there's a little feature that, because of everybody's been saying the same thing you were saying. If you go to the top, though, there's a thing that says STEM, which is science.
Oh, okay.
So you can get education off there. But they just started doing that after the CEO of TikTok was in Congress.
Right. So, I guess to go to your point of you're going to have to hold everybody accountable. Yeah. My thought process, I'm not a huge fan of TikTok. Like you, I see a lot of content from TikTok, but I try my best never to open it, because it's a time machine for me, and I get lost in it.
I suffer that all the time every time I open it.
So,
but it just also strikes me as hilarious, because the one place where you can get the most conservative content is TikTok.
Right.
And now they want to shut that down.
My thought is, don't shut it down.
No, yeah. Restrictions.
Well, and here's my thought process on
that.
But
it's also an amendment problem, sorry.
Right. No, you're right. It starts to be this snowball effect that if we start to regulate, then you've got to regulate everybody. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have to create this
another division,
place that doesn't exist right now, and employ way too many people and spend American tax dollars to regulate it. Well, at the end of the day, this might piss a few people off, is it the government's job to regulate your kids' social media habits, or is it yours?
Well, in every phone company, Apple, Samsung, whatever, they have a feature. You have to dig for it. It's not easily found, but each one of them have a feature where you can limit screen time.
Yeah, it's like parental controls or something. Yeah. Is that...
It's a great idea. I
mean, is the regulation...
I should do it to
myself. Yeah, right? Problem, I did it with myself
and my
Apple. The problem was, is you can just hit a button. And
I know. It's too easy.
So it didn't work for me. But I'm for less government.
Right.
Less government overreach. The parents need to be paying attention. It's a lot harder now. But if you build a relationship with your kids built on trust and you know, understanding that you're the parent and you're paying that bill, and even if their kid decided to pay the bill themselves, they still live in your house under your set of rules. And so there needs to be, you know, a good relationship there. Not everybody has that.
Right.
But I don't want the government doing it.
Right.
Just like I don't want the government in healthcare. I don't want the government in half of the shit that they're in. So I get why they want to do it. I think it's a legitimate reason, but I don't want the government involved.
Right.
So... Plus, we use a lot of the shit on our show, so we gotta have somewhere to get it.
Like for example, going with our clip that we played this morning or to open the show.
The guy was, he's amazing. Yeah. You listen to a lot of his stuff?
Yeah, I have.
He always has this level head, but every now and then he gets pissed. Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
I got to find his name so we can give him some credit sometime. He's an amazing talk ticker or whatever the fuck.
TikToker.
That's a guy.
Yeah. Anyway, we got this sent to us from a listener. And it's like, hey, this might be a great topic for the midweek tug.
Great tug idea.
Yeah. And it's pretty deep.
Well, that's not going to be a bother for you or I.
As we discussed earlier. But it goes with the clip that you played to open the...
Okay.
It is 10 of the hardest would-you-rather questions.
Did you ever play this game as a kid?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I always ended up in bad situations.
I always ended up naked somehow. I don't know how that happened.
That was truth or dare for me. But when I'd play this would-you-rather, I always got made fun of.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to be honest in these things.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Apparently, the group of kids I was playing with, they wanted you to lie.
They would get you with the gotcha question.
Always.
You know?
Always.
Would you do this for $1 million?
Would you rather jack off 15 guys sitting at the park or 20 on a bus?
Yeah. Gotcha.
No.
Yeah, I would rather not answer this question.
I would rather. That's not an option. You have to lose. Take off, eh? You know.
Anyway, the first one is, would you rather relive your best memory or would you rather erase your worst memory?
Would you rather relive your best memory or forget your worst memory?
Erase your worst memory.
Erase your worst memory. I mean, this one's kind of easy, I think.
Yeah, I think we all agree on this one.
I would rather relive my best memory.
Yeah.
100 times over.
Yeah. We've discussed this.
Yeah, I think so.
Before, and like you were saying before, is your worst memory, you survived it.
I did, yeah. It sucked for a while, but...
You know, I'm not asking what your best memory is, because that's yours, you know. But... Yes, I agree with you. Reliving my best memory would be the one.
Heck yeah. Why not get that euphoria twice?
Or constantly.
Or constantly, yeah.
About you, Karen?
I was, when you asked this earlier, I'm like, I'm not even sure if I know what my best memory is or my worst memory. It's like, it's all just living.
Fair.
You know, I've experienced some fun things and some good things. Was any of them better than something else? Well, yeah, but can I pick a best? I really can't.
Yeah. And to be fair, you may not have had your best memory yet.
That's true, too.
You know, so.
Right? But I would absolutely rather relive the best memory, whatever that may be, than to erase the worst one.
The funny thing is, similar to you saying, maybe I haven't lived my best yet, or I can't pick just one.
Yeah.
Maybe your worst memory you've already forgotten. Because I sat here just now thinking, well, what would be considered the worst memory?
Yeah. What would that be?
And, you know, in my case, like at this point, I guess all I could think of is a worst memory of losing a loved one of some type, you know?
Right. And, you know,
that's painful, but you survived it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it's happened recently and it's still, you know, you just catch yourself, especially when Dad posts his damn pictures.
He did that the other day. I did notice that.
He does that on a regular.
I could not imagine.
And then that just breaks me.
That's his way of,
it just breaks me when he does it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I couldn't even begin to put myself in those shoes.
Yeah.
But is that a worst memory? No, it's a sad memory. It's a sad experience.
I wonder if people mistake, because I thought this when you brought this up earlier, Bear. I thought it is the worst memory nothing more than a sad moment, a hurtful moment.
Right.
Because
would I want to relive that? No, not particularly. But do I want to forget it? No.
Absolutely not.
Because as we've said, like you alluded to earlier, Bear, we've said before on the show that is what makes me who I am today.
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty easy. What a game.
Yeah. It's not really a game. It's just...
No, yeah.
Okay. Would you rather know how you die or know when you die?
See, this is one of those nope. Big fat nope.
Surprise me.
I'm with you on that one, but I would rather know how.
God, see, I wouldn't.
See, yeah, and
if you were holding a gun to my head and said you've got to pick one, I'm about to see how I'm going to die. Because I don't think I could.
I hear you. I'm just coming up with an answer.
Right.
I'd rather know how.
See, and I'm trying to come up with an answer.
Because maybe I can avoid doing that. No, I'm just
right? See, that, if I knew what was going to kill me, would I start avoiding things like that? Would I? Okay, right. You're going to die in a car wreck. Well, not driving anymore.
Nope. I'm going to call Uber.
Right. Well, it's in a car, right? Yeah,
still
or would you rather know when you were going to die? Nope.
No, I definitely don't.
I don't know when.
Just,
yeah.
I would just crash out of, pure depression.
Or you party up until, just,
right, right. Hey, I got a week and 3 days, boys. We about to hit this. Like he said, the beginning of the show.
Live today live like it's up. Your last.
Yep. Yeah, I think I would probably have to say the how.
How?
If I had to pick
one. That's why I picked one, yeah. Guys, I definitely don't want to know when.
I don't want to know either, but if I was going to be forced, the when would be far worse. Because then you would just, I think it would consume you.
You would paralyzed. Oh,
yeah. Paralyze you.
Yeah.
And then you'd just be, you wouldn't enjoy anything to that moment.
Yeah, I couldn't do with the when at all.
Well, I'm going to throw something at you here. There are people with, end-stage cancer. Hey, you have 6 months to live.
As I said that I wouldn't want to know when, I was thinking similarly. Like in Canada, they've got this MAID program.
Yeah.
Was medically assisted.
Right.
End of life.
End of life or whatever they call it. And I the moment. Like, when you close your eyes, you're not waking back up. Nope.
No, see, some things are meant to be a mystery, and exactly. I believe that when is, like he said, like in the opening clip, you not make it home to dinner tonight.
Yeah, if you knew,
of course, maybe I just wouldn't go home.
What would you do differently? Well, you weren't anyway.
Would that make you live as a better person or a worse person? Well, fuck y'all, I'm dying tomorrow.
Funny thing about that is, it's funny you said that because I also, when he read that and I had that pause, I went, would I make the best of it?
Right.
I would.
Or would I make the worst of it? And would I go
Groundhog Day? There's no consequences.
Right. Would I go rob the bank? Exactly. Would I go, obviously.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like
some things I would like to do.
Right. Yeah. I'd slap the shit out of somebody who needed the shit slapped out of them.
There's a couple people I'd like to
do. Oh, yeah. Would I do it? I'd like to think I wouldn't, but I can't tell you that I would.
I would make those warranty people quit calling me.
Oh, no shit. Hey, where you at, bud? I'm going to bring my car. Will you take a look at it? My trunk latch is broke. Fix it while you're back there.
Can you get in there and hook that back up?
Yeah, I don't think I could handle knowing either one of those.
This one's pretty rough.
Okay.
Would you rather never be loved again or never love again?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This one's pretty rough.
I want to say that's kind of synonymous.
Shout out to Drew.
Be loved or never love.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I told you it was going to be a tough one.
And see, there's so many right now.
There's got to be caveats.
I have questions. Yeah. Right. There's got to be a caveat here because, okay, if you can't feel love, can you still feel adoration? Can you still feel connection? All of those things.
I'm going to say
I would say never love again.
That's what I'm going to say too.
Because then away I can't get hurt.
It's funny because I'm thinking never love again, but in a very different way because I wouldn't want, and this sounds so fucking cheesy.
Aw.
I don't want to be the reason that others couldn't feel a particular way.
Right. I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Right. Me just being protective.
Well, sure.
Never again.
In a similar way, if I don't feel love, I'm not robbing others of feeling the same thing.
Right. That's true.
But then I could tear that argument apart, too.
Yeah.
Fuck. That one sucks.
That one was brutal, right?
I don't like that one.
What'd you say, Karen?
I think it would be I wouldn't never want to be able to love.
Yeah.
I would want to be loved.
And then I kind of wonder.
But then that's like self-serving and, have to love me, but I'm not going to love you back.
Yeah, right. And see, it's.
I can pretend.
That's why there's a lot of other ifs and thens that fall into that one that you're like.
That's a hard one.
Wait, we all watched Dexter, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he struggled with love. Did he?
No. Because when that boy was born, he sure changed his life around.
So, but he had the problem with that emotion.
Right.
So it's possible that people are like that.
Sure.
Emotionally. I mean, autistic people, you know, whatever.
Well, they're very literal. Yeah. And I hate to be a fucking buzzkill, but what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Okay, that's not where I was going.
It's a chemical reaction.
It's a chemical reaction that occurs in your body. Bless you, Karen.
We're good.
I ruined it. I tried to hit that
hippopotamus.
Yeah. Love is a chemical reaction that happens within your brain.
Yeah. We get addicted to it.
And you become addicted to it. And then, you know, you keep searching for that love. Look, I've been with the wife 25 years. I'm madly in love with her. I still, this is going to be fucking used against me in court, I'm sure. I still.
Could be in your favor, though.
It could be. I still get butterflies oftentimes when I haven't seen her for a little while, or, you know, when we're doing something or whatever, it still happens.
Yeah.
So I know that quote unquote chemical reaction, those butterflies in my stomach are really, you know, my body's way of going, yippee, you know,
look what I can do.
Yeah, exactly. So that one sucks. I don't like that one.
The next one kind of goes with this one. Okay. Would you rather be wealthy but hated by everyone? Or be poor and loved by everyone?
I think I already am the second one.
Well, wow. There was this one guy. He was poor, and he was loved by a lot of people. I'll let you fill in that blank.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather be poor and loved by everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I would like to have money.
We're already technically
there.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I'd go with poor and be loved.
Yeah.
I would.
I didn't want to go on a rant on religion, but you know, there was this one guy.
Right.
One time.
Right.
You know.
He was beyond poor.
Of course.
Riches-wise.
Yeah. Okay. Going ready for the next one? Because that one kind of went flat.
Yeah, it did go flat.
Would you rather travel back in time with all your knowledge or travel forward in time without knowing what awaits you?
You know, I can see the bonuses to both of them.
Exactly.
Because if you went forward in time to see what awaits you, you could bring stuff back and be credited with whatever
who's to say you're coming back?
Fair. If I went back in time, I would, and I'm assuming...
I think everybody's had that question in there.
Sure.
If I could go back in time, this is what I would do.
Well, and
as long as I keep all my knowledge.
Yeah, there's the what I would do part, but like for instance, if I were to go back in time and, you know, back to
would you be able to affect any change?
Right.
Yeah.
Would anybody believe me when I said, seriously, there's a phone that you can watch TV on, it fits in your back pocket and everything's at your fingertips. Right. They'd be like, this guy's fucking wicked stupid. Like he's trying to tell us that Joe Biden's going to be the president someday.
This guy who just passed the 94 crime bill.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Come on, this guy's, he's an idiot. He's a racist bigot who plagiarized. He's not going to be president. We're not going to have a black president that soon.
Well, let's put rules to this. Okay. If you were to go back in time with all your knowledge, you can't affect anybody else's life. You can only affect
just
yours.
Okay.
I
would go forward.
To see. But see, there's that's
so just, you wouldn't go back and tell yourself to buy a bunch of or
buy,
go
buy, buy, buy Bitcoin?
Buy Bitcoin or Apple stock or, you know, whatever.
Yahoo stock.
Yahoo's gone. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if you know when to get out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good thinking. I think I would still go forward.
But that's the wealthy thing, too.
It is. Because then you would be affecting somebody's life in the future.
Right. So it kind of goes with the other question is everything that you've survived up to now has made you who you are.
Correct.
So I'm with you on going forward because I just want to be curious what happens.
That's me. I'm
I think
curious.
I would be worried though. Would I go forward and find out the day I fucking died, which is perfectly different than what we just talked about in the second question. I'm in a pickle here. However, I think barring the death part, I would want to go see what was because of curiosity.
I want a flying car. Oh, damn it, they promised us.
Like, I've already seen the pass.
Right.
I've already been to the airport. Right. I've already seen the airport.
However,
speed reference, by the
way. I can't remember who it was, but there's a car that's in production, not production. It's in design and development right now.
They have
it flies.
The prototype, yeah.
Yeah, and it worked.
Yeah.
Like, you watch him pull his car out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just transform. You've got to do some things to it, but it's not much.
No.
Literally, I think you just have to put the wings on and the tail thing, and it looked like it took him maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then took the fuck off. Yeah. Wow. It was pretty cool.
It was. I saw the same video. And
the Jetsons promised us we'd have it, mm-hmm. and we don't yet.
Yeah. I'm butthurt about
frickin'
that.
Frickin' Elon.
Would you rather be able to hear everyone's thought, but live in isolation, or hear nobody and be unable to communicate?
Well, that's a bad one, see, because I've been faced with a question from somebody. Would you like, if you could read everybody, if you could hear everybody's thoughts for one day, would you want to? Fuck no.
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 Listen, I know
how fucked up my thoughts are.
Right? Exactly. I don't want to be subjected to somebody else's
I'd rather not share
thoughts,
that
right?
thought with my wife all the time, you know? So.
It'd be one of those, no, it's not the pants that make your ass look big. It's your ass.
I'm pretty honest with her.
So I don't like either one of these.
I don't either, to be honest with you. But if I was to have to pick, I'd rather not hear anybody.
I'd rather not be able to hear anybody at all.
Yeah.
I'd find another way to communicate.
Because what do you do when you go to bed? You put on your noise-canceling headphones, right?
And I put the cover over my eyes, so no. I don't want to know what other people are thinking.
No.
I don't.
And, you know, who's to say they want to hear what I'm thinking?
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'd rather not hear anybody. But the unfortunate part is now you're unable to communicate.
Yeah.
I'll find a way.
My wife says I don't do it anyway, so. Or something like that.
Duck. Bob and weave.
Yeah.
He's throwing shots. Oh, this one's tough. Oh, boy. Would you rather save 5 elderly people or just 1 child?
1 child.
1 child.
Wow, you guys were pretty quick on that one. I get why. Yeah. I'm with you.
Absolutely.
Because I'm even at that point in my life. If
without your elderly?
Between, yeah. If it was between me and a kid, I'm like, you save the kid.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
you save the kid.
We're all in agreement there.
And I think it's because, you know,
oof.
I think we're all on the same page, at least I'm guessing we are, that, you know, these elderly, whoever they might be, have had a life, have been able to affect changes and do things, and this child has not had any of that, and who's to say this child may not be the next great something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like Karen said, if it came down to you're gonna die or this kid's gonna die, I would
then take it.
I couldn't live with that on my conscience.
Well, and if you look at it this way, the elderly people are elderly, so they've lived their life. And
exactly.
I know it sounds
exactly.
cold-hearted, exactly. but at the same time, I truly believe that those 5 elderly people would say that.
I was going to say, I'll bet you if you asked them
for
a poll, they'd also maybe
let's,
one.
Let's
there's
say,
always one.
There's always
let's say
one
4
asshole,
out of 5, right?
Yeah.
The other one needs to chew gum.
Most like the dentist.
That was pretty good.
Like the dentist, you know?
That was pretty good.
Like, they just didn't pay him enough. That's the only
exactly.
reason he wouldn't recommend it.
He was wanting some more money. That's
he wanted them zebra stripe.
Fruit stripe?
Yeah. I just remember the zebra.
Yeah.
The weirdest tasting gum that only had taste for 7 seconds.
I didn't think it was that great.
Oh, it wasn't.
My favorite was Juicy Fruit. So
still is. Still don't know what that flavor is, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what fruit tastes like that. You're right.
Not a juicy one.
Live just 10 years of the most amazing years. 10 of the most amazing years, excuse me. Or live 100 ordinary years.
100 ordinary years.
Yeah, same here.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind 10 years of amazing, but.
Brings me back to the second question of knowing when I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't want that.
Right. Plus, I have to, okay, where are those 10 years at? Are they, am I this old? Or is it from 0 to 10? Well, I don't want. To.
Richie Rich, where you're 8 years old with millions in the bank.
Right. I don't want my 10 most amazing years to be in elementary school.
I think the thing that makes that one easy for me is that you're only going to have those 10 years.
Right.
Right.
And 10 years goes by a lot faster than people think.
Oh, hell yeah. Right.
So.
Hell yeah. I was thinking about it
yesterday. It was, you know, 14.
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day that I've been up here for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times when I think, well, it's only been a year and a half, 2 years. Well, I've been up here a long damn time. This is the longest that I've been away from our hometown to live. I mean, before when I lived in upstate New York for a while, I was only there for, what, 3.5 years?
It was like 3 years.
Yeah.
Because I remember when you first got up there, and for the first year and a half, you were like, oh, this place is great. And then the next year and a half, you were like, fuck this, I'm out.
Oh, it sucked. Well, and, you know,
the truth came out.
Yeah, I think that. Part of what played in that was that, whatever, we're 6 months in when the ex-wife was caught in a vicarious situation that, and I didn't know anybody up there, and I had just signed a contract with a radio station, so I couldn't leave.
Right.
And now I'm stuck with nothing.
I remember those phone calls. And you were like, I just got to get the fuck out of here.
My dad brought that up to me a couple of months ago. He's like, you remember those phone calls? Like, I called somebody. Every day, because for 4 months after that, I lived by myself and didn't have any friends up there other than the people you worked with. But you don't typically hang out with those people.
You know, I don't usually make friends at work because it makes work.
So,
but in your previous profession, you have to make friends with some of your coworkers.
You do, because in that previous profession, it's difficult to.
You need that backup.
Yeah, well, the backup plus it's difficult to take some of that stuff and relate it to somebody who's not in the field.
Yeah.
It really is, though. It can also be a downfall of only having people in that particular field as acquaintances.
So I got something that'll fuck with your brain. I did the math just now.
Uh-huh.
I've been up here 20 years. I moved up here in 04.
Was it 04?
Yeah. It was right after mom died.
It was. That's right. Holy crap.
Yeah. I just did the math in my head. I was like, wow.
Another thing, these listeners, they get a little snippets of our lives.
And a lot of them like that. So the next one is, would you rather end all wars or end all diseases?
Diseases.
Why? Because I have the same answer.
So wars do affect everybody of every age, every creed, every ethnic makeup. But ending diseases... It's not really fair, I guess, but after living this last year with the wife having cancer and seeing, you know, when I took her to her treatments and seeing the kids and some of the young kids and disease really has a bad effect on everybody that it touches, but especially the littles. And I think that's where I'd be.
Well, in my belief, and this is a caveat to this, it is, as a human species, we're always going to fight. We're never always going to agree. So there's going to be wars. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I don't believe it. I'm going to end all wars. It's probably end all wars for this amount of time is what it would be.
Right.
You know? That'd be nice.
It would be.
But I'm with you with ending all diseases. Everybody stayed healthy and nobody got wrecked by that.
Fuck you, Big Pharma.
How about you, Karen?
I can argue both of those. And I'm going to come at it from a completely different point of view. So... think of the innovation that has been put forth or come up with for fighting diseases. If we didn't have to fight diseases, we wouldn't have all the pharma that we have now.
Wouldn't need it.
Maybe we wouldn't need it. Maybe we would. What about the overpopulation of the world?
So how many people are in the world approximately right now?
8 billion.
8 billion.
8 billion.
If you took every single solitary person and put them in the northeast corner of the United States, they would only cover the landmass, and everybody would get a square. I can't remember the size of the square. I believe it was like 12 by 12.
Okay.
Every single person would fit in an area approximately from Pennsylvania to the coast.
Okay.
Down to just about Tennessee. 8 billion people would fit in that area.
Right.
With like a 12 by 12 spot. So I think we're pretty good in the overpopulation market. So when you hear the politicians bitch and scream right. about, oh, my God, there's too many people. There's too many people for them. What they're saying is there's too many poor people.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. Okay. Just my rant on that. But you do make a good point.
But that's my argument for the other side, too. How many innovations have come up in order to fight a war?
Well, you still see, that's a good question. A lot of good innovation has come from it. But to counter what you said on the disease piece, at least in my head, it makes sense. That doesn't mean anything. We wouldn't need that innovation.
True.
We wouldn't need penicillin.
Well, right.
But you would still have idiots like us who do stupid shit and one day kills us. You'd still have old age.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, you just...
People are still going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But it is a good point. At some point, 8 billion could become 15 billion and 15 billion could become 20 billion. And right. So I get that.
And while we might all fit right there, the support needed to allow us to live is way greater than that.
I agree with that.
Because those people would have to stay in that corner for us to feed them.
No, don't move. Don't move. Stay there.
Yeah. We're just going to airdrop shit.
Right.
No pesticides.
Dig a hole on that corner and put it next to everybody else's corner and you get to stay right there.
So this last one.
We've already been through 9?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So this last one is, you're going to need to pull up your phone. Listeners, pull up your phone. So this is funny because of Friday's show. Would you rather spend a year alone with a sibling or spend a year with the second person when you click share?
Oh, boy. Let's see what happens.
That's you, buddy. For you. For me, it's you.
Wait a minute. I did it in X, so it brings it up somewhere else. Well, I guess if I...
You can do it on Facebook. You can...
I'll just go to a picture. I'll hit that, and then I'll hit share, and the second person is you.
My second person is Mary.
Who's your first?
Is her.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's mine, too.
My first is actually the both of you.
Oh, really? In that, in the message?
Tommy and Bear. Yeah.
So my first is the wife. My second is you.
That's funny.
Oddly enough, my third is Aunt.
How funny.
And I haven't talked to Aunt in two weeks.
My third was Mary, my sister.
I thought that was really weird because I was like, I haven't talked to him in like 2 weeks. And I told you that he was wanting us to come down.
So what was our choices? Spend where?
Spend a year alone with a sibling. It doesn't say which sibling.
A sibling.
Or spend a year with the second person.
Yeah, I'm going with the second person.
I could do either.
Really?
I'm good with either.
Not me.
Yeah.
It's got to be Tommy.
Yeah. I'd much rather that than
no offense, siblings.
My siblings could take all the offense they need. If you need extra, I'll get it for
you. I've already offended one of them.
I can spend a year with my siblings, so we're fine.
I couldn't spend a year with your siblings. Sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, you weren't invited.
I know.
Ouch.
I never am invited.
Ouch. I saw an interesting paper the other day.
What's that?
Or a picture. It was of Plymouth Rock.
Okay.
And Plymouth Rock is, it's on the ocean right there. And they built this cute little place to hold it. It's still sitting there. And all they did was stamped in 18-something, whatever dirt that was. And it made me think about that Statue of Liberty meme that we had talked about in an episode of, you know, climate change and water's rising. And if you look at the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island back in the, you know, early or late 1800s, early to 1900s, that the water level hasn't changed at all.
Right.
And I got to thinking how funny that would be that if Plymouth Rock had actually been, you know, climate change being what it is, that rock should be underwater a lot.
Yeah.
And it isn't.
Nope.
So I fell into one of my rabbit holes and I found an article from the UN.
Oh, yeah. Trusted source.
Oh, yeah. Very. That's why. Well, it is in this context. Very, very trustworthy, but for reasons that will be evident here. UN predicts disaster if global warming is not checked.
Yeah.
A senior UN environmental official says that entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year. Take a guess.
2030.
Karen?
Let's see. It's
always 10 years away. That's why.
Or 15 years. I'm going to say 2045.
Okay. 2000.
Oh, hey.
This article was written June 30th of 1989.
Yep.
Oh, well.
I was just going to look that up. I'm like, how long have they been telling us this?
Since the 80s.
I was going to say since we were in high school.
Because the 80s was acid rain.
Well, in the 70s was we're going to run out of oil.
We're going to run out of oil. So you've got the oil now. Crisis because it's not renewable, right. Allegedly.
Right.
In the 70s, you had acid rain in the 80s. Yes. In the 90s, you had, the early 90s was global cooling. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
It was going to be glaciers.
Brief little thing, and, yeah.
And the hole in the ozone.
Yeah. And that was the big one in the 90s.
And then when we got to here, since about late 80, it's been, the temperatures are rising.
By like tenths of a degree.
And they.
But then they go back to normal.
Right.
So it's cyclical. It's just the way this world is.
Say it again for the morons in the back.
I don't know if I can say that word again.
And scientists.
Well, I mean, if you watch the news, watch the weather, and sometimes you'll get the broke a record today that was set back in 1860. What?
How do you know?
Right. And what was happening in 1860? There weren't more people then. There weren't more cars then.
We just broke a record here in Colorado. A couple weeks ago for the warmest
day. Yeah, warmest day in February.
In February, right. And the record originally was held in like 1949. But in the 40s and the 50s, we didn't have quote-unquote climate change.
Right.
We also just blew up two cities with nuclear bombs. And you think that would
have an impact.
Might have done something to the climate, you know, but no.
I follow this guy on X that he's from Britain. And he posted two screenshots of a weather TV that had a person doing the weather. And in one, and trust me, I can't recall what the temperatures were, okay? Because it's that metric shit and I don't understand.
Celsius, yeah.
But it was a regular old map and the numbers were on around the UK area showing what the temperatures were going to be. The second map, and he said that this was like a year and a half ago that this picture was taken, 2 years ago. In the second picture, the map was red and orange, and it was dire, and it had all the temperature numbers, and they're worried about global warming. But every single number was like 1 degree or 2 degrees below what was in the first picture, and that was perfectly fine. But then when you're below those, and because they want to push this agenda, boop.
Right.
I know we're not talking politics. you gotta... We have to be able to say climate change is bullshit once in a while.
So I don't deny that the climate is changing. It changes all the time, though. It's not
by their definition.
Right. It's not being changed by anything a person can do.
Again, they're bastardizing a saying.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Like racism. Oh, we're going to use that everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Sorry.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Woman.
Right? You know, oh, weird. I can't grasp the sheep of just kind of go along. Yeah. All through school, we learned that CO2 is the gas of life.
Yeah, that's what the choice is.
They want to lower our CO2 footprint. No.
It makes the one way we can defeat this situation that supposedly we were in is by growing more trees, right?
Growing more trees, growing your own food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now there's all these protests and laws are being passed in Europe, and even they're trying to start doing it here for against farms. I saw a video of this kid in London was arguing for, you know, why we should get rid of farms and ranches. And he's like, you know, we just need to get away from all this stuff. It's the biggest carbon producer in the world is farms. You know, we just need to get away from eating meat. We just got to eat vegetables. Think about that for a second. What do you need to grow vegetables?
It helps if you have dirt.
Farms.
Giant tractors.
And farms.
And big farms. Yeah. And big tractors.
And lots of pesticides.
No, you don't need pesticides.
Yes.
No, only Monsanto thinks you need pesticides.
Because nobody wants to buy those carrots that look like they got a ding-dong hanging out of them.
Let's be honest,
if a carrot had a ding-dong, which is the chocolate pastries. Oh, I thought you were talking about the chocolate pastries.
Oh, no. I'd buy that vegetable. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Here was my thought on the vegetables. Cows eat plants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So vegans mostly.
If cows are the biggest producer of
cows allegedly are the biggest producers, but if cows eat vegetables and grass,
right,
and then they shit, and then you use shit as manure,
yeah,
and you put that on your, you're technically eating
a vegetarian diet.
A vegetarian diet, but you kind of are eating an animal product.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And without the cows producing that fertilizer, all natural, where else is it going to come from?
You're going to need chemicals.
I'm going to say cows are the number one best way to combat wildfires.
But yeah, because they graze and
cows aren't out there grazing all them wide open fields, they're going to burn every year.
Which is happening.
Uh-huh.
The most amazing thing is over the last 10 years, we have been taxed to the death for carbon this and climate change that, and nothing has been fixed.
No.
And I saw recently that if everywhere in America completely cut off all carbon usage, all plastics, all fossil fuels, got rid of all the cows, got rid of all the cars, got rid of everything, the overall impact on the globe would be less than 1%. The overall impact.
Which isn't enough to, quote unquote,
stick at.
Yeah. Well, it's not enough to, quote unquote, fix the problem.
Right. While we're over here and Europe is blasting on farmers and trying to get them to cut down and doing all of this, China's building 64 coal-powered plants. Some don't work out here.
Really. Yeah, the math doesn't math.
No.
I've heard that China and India are the biggest
polluters.
Yeah. And those are the most populated countries, too, by the way. But they don't give two shits about what the Western countries are saying. They don't really care. They're going to go about their own business.
I half wonder if it's not somebody somewhere, and again, not this global cabal that's running the world, but what's the WEF?
Yeah.
They're a cabal. They're not underground by any stretch, but they're the ones wanting to bring together this one world government, and they want certain, they're trying, this is just my personal opinion, they don't like the spirit of the American people. So they do what they can to damage that spirit. We already got rid of manufacturing throughout the 80s and 90s. So we don't produce fuck all.
No.
And so we are reliant on other countries, which, okay, what do those other countries get from us? Protection.
Yeah. So we're a racket.
It's exactly. This whole world thing is just a fucking RICO case waiting to happen.
I think Trump is even the one that said that if they want our protection, they're going to have to start paying us.
Pay your fair share. Where's Fannie Wills trying to fucking charge the rest of these countries with a RICO problem? Because, and look, this isn't even political. This is just us being funny at this point, except it's fucking true, which is scary.
Yeah.
We end up in a position as citizens. Bless you.
That one got out.
Yeah, we need mute buttons. We got to come up with something. You know, if you became a member and helped us out, we could get mute buttons so you wouldn't have to listen to me drink and Bear vape and Karen sneeze for just $2.50 a day or a month. God, a day.
Hey,
holy shit.
What kind of money are you trying to make?
Hey, we're trying to roll out the big dogs. Head over to patreon.podbean.com/understrain. But anyway.
I want you to check out this map real quick. This is pretty funny. Karen sent it to us.
Just now?
No, it was the other day.
Well, earlier. It's on the drive now, too.
I don't remember seeing it.
Oh, jeez.
While you're looking.
This is people look at the world.
What is a where to buy hydro-dipping film?
Oh, dang it.
Is that it?
Just, yeah. No, that's the map, yeah.
Okay.
Don't read stuff. I mean, except for that. It's on the map.
This is kind of funny. It is a world map. And you've got
I've got it on our website now too.
You've got
check it out.
Alaska being a Russian observatory. That's funny. Canada is known for hockey and bears. Texas is just red. Cuba is missiles. Mexico's fucking funny.
Yeah, I thought so.
Drugs and tacos. South America is jungle savages. Russia is communists and crime. And then in small asterisk, vodka. Fuck me.
China.
China is labeled the factory.
The factory.
Vietnam and Korea is labeled noodles.
Noodles.
India. Oh, Jesus.
Tech support.
Tech support. This is great. This is on our website?
It is.
Oh, you got to go to theunrefineguys.com and check this map out. That is so flipping true. So true. Have you checked out the... Karen does more of our web stuff and keeping our socials mostly moving at a medium pace. Have you messed with that new... chat thing yet? What which one was it? The AI one? Gemini?
I have not.
So Gemini came out a few weeks ago and it was very woke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they took away the ability to ask it to generate certain images. You could have it do generic images as long as you didn't specify we only want Hispanic men or we only want Asian women. It wouldn't give you the ability to do that. And they took that away after the big controversy, and I went to it, I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday last week, and just to see if it was up and running again. Now it's simply called a chatbot.
Okay.
Which basically means no images, no nothing. They got so spanked.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like they're going to have the images piece back up in any time.
They said, okay. Was it a year and a half?
Oh, I didn't see. They're
a year and a half
shocked.
Out to... get the algorithm right so that it'll...
Well, just tell the programmer to go in and take that woke statement out.
Exactly.
Get rid of the diversity, right. Get rid of the inclusion, and just make what you're being asked to fucking make.
Exactly. Well, the other AI ones work just fine. With a little tweaking, it takes a while.
I did put in... I spent about 15 minutes describing each of us the best way that I could.
Right.
And when I hit generator, whatever it was, nothing happened. And I was really frustrated because I didn't save what I had written. And so when I went back, of course, it was gone. But when I did it with the Gemini, it made us black. It made us old. It made us anything but actually who we are. So Karen's the one who really gets to mess with the AI stuff, because I know I got frustrated with it. And it just isn't fun to play with that. You've played with it a little bit. Yeah.
I only do it for, you know, personal images, to be honest with you.
I
like looking at redheads, you know, so.
I use Chat GPT to help me write copy, to help me write little promo stuff. What are you using when you're doing the descriptors for the show. Which one are you using?
That is OpenAI.
Is that OpenAI?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little word happy sometimes,
and it gets a little redundant. It says same thing over and over. Like, but to be fair, I'm using the same conversation.
Right.
Like, I haven't started a new conversation, so it's going off of what we've already.
Because I noticed,
it's learning from what I type in.
I noticed when we did last week's show episode. So what happens is Karen will go into the tool,
I have not
put
done
what
that today.
The show topics, kind of what we've talked about a little bit, and then it generates a descriptor to put in the show description, also to use on socials.
Right.
And what I noticed last week is that, like you said, a lot of the words were recycled.
Yeah.
And it just changed a few things.
Yeah.
And so like for Friday's show. It had this robotic, and every time I read it, I just heard robotic. Mm. And so I changed it and tweaked it up a little bit.
It gives you a good template.
Because what literally...
I kind of did the same thing with the Instagram post.
Right. What literally used to happen is after Bear and I were done recording, we would sit down and kind of just decompress a little. I'd pull the computer out and we would write a very generic, what do we talk about?
Yeah, the bullet points of what we talked
about. Yeah, bullet point, get two or three little things that we talked about, and then dump out. I thought it was good enough, but apparently it just wasn't in-depth enough to give... they use tags, I guess, when people search for certain topics.
Right.
And what we were putting in just wasn't really going to drive traffic to us.
Right.
So we've been doing this. This will be our third week.
Oh, with the chat?
With the chat.
Yeah.
Our numbers... are actually reflective.
Yeah.
Slightly. Just on Podbean, because we can't search some of the metrics on other platforms. Just on Podbean, we're pretty consistent at retention.
Mm-hmm.
And what retention, I had to look it up because I thought it does mean something, but the way Podbean describes it is a listener who has listened to an episode before. And who has come back and downloaded and listened to another. I guess Podbean has a way to tell downloads versus listens. And we're at an 83% retention rate.
Pretty good.
Since we started the show last May, we are at a 71% retention rate.
I'll take it.
Shit,
we were going to be happy if we got 50.
I was going to be happy if we had 500 downloads today.
Right?
Like, in almost a year. And
we average out a month.
We're averaging 500 a month, and we're knocking on the door 5,000. And that's just on Podbean. We can't track the metrics from... And God, I didn't realize how many podcast platforms there are.
There's a load of
them. There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
We did get a little bit of traction. There's a, I can't remember the name of it. There's this podcast type, platform on X that we follow them, and you know, they kind of help push other plans, and it's just, they retweet it or whatever the fuck it's called. We've gotten a couple of pushes from them over the last month. So our numbers are slowly growing.
Yeah. So our followers on Instagram have
exploded.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I thank Ant for most of that.
Absolutely.
Because he brought a lot over to it for us, you know, so.
I'm just telling you.
I know a lot of them aren't going to stick around once they realize what we actually talk about.
I hope they do. I hope they're open-minded, because we do. We bash on both sides. I currently, as Trump is the nominee, I will be voting for Trump.
Yeah.
I hope he picks the right VP person.
Yeah. But we all have our opinion on who that should be.
We do.
But in this last few weeks, I've kind of wavered.
I know where you're wavering to.
I'm wavering. Yeah. You know who I'm wavering towards. And I think it might happen.
I'm in a tiebreaker right now.
One of three people I would be okay with.
I would.
I only have three that
I think I've got three. And I have a fourth as an outlier, but I'm really, if it's one of these two, I'm smoked okay, perfect.
Yep.
If it's the third one, I'm okay. If it's the fourth one, I'd be all right. But right now, I had a definite front runner, and over the last week or so, somebody kind of took over. Mm-hmm. So I'm not afraid to tell people what it is, but or who it is, because I don't fucking care.
Right.
And if I'm wrong, I don't care then either.
So who are your top three?
So my last,
right, and then we'll
my,
give my, honorable mention
my
to the
fourth,
fourth.
My, yeah. my honorable mention is Byron Donalds.
Okay.
Okay. Gentleman out of Texas, I'm sorry, out of Florida, ran for president, I think, just to get his name out there. He checks the box on the diversity thing, and unfortunately, the Republican Party's using that, I think, a little too much. Yeah. My number three is Kristi Noem,
yep,
out of South Dakota, and I really think that that would be a big boost. Here's the problem that I kind of wonder if it plays into it. I don't know if it does. South Dakota is not a very popular state.
No.
But she can bring a lot to the table.
She's got some, she's done some great things from
amazing.
The South Dakota.
Absolutely.
And the fact that she has such a good relationship with the indigenous people of the United
agreed.
States, I think, you know, a lot of support can come that way.
Yeah, and I'd be tickled with her. I truly would. I
like to be tickled.
Anyway, I don't think, from what I've seen, I don't think there's a lot of bad points to her.
No.
You know, she's going to bring the women. She has the potential to influence the women who are anti-Trump. And I think her policies are just second to none. My tiebreaker, you know,
the ones that are running
neck and neck. And I've pissed off a lot of conservatives with this one.
That's me. I'm with you. Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard has got everything that this party needs.
And she would balance Donald Trump big time.
She'd balance Donald Trump.
Because she could stay calm and tell you to go fuck yourself.
Precisely. She has war experience.
Yeah.
She has military experience. She can bring over the independents and maybe even some of the Democrats that are like, I'm not voting for Biden and I don't want to vote for Trump because, okay, well, I'm staying home. Oh, wait a minute. If Tulsi's there, perhaps she'll be the game changer, if you will. And
she's going to catch hell from the Democrats for leaving the Democratic Party. But you listen to why she left.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have to admit that it's worth every
reason
why she
I
did.
Don't agree with a lot of her stances. People are saying, oh, well, she's anti-2A. No, she isn't.
No, she's not.
She's not. She wants common sense gun reform, and she has spelled out what that means, and most states already have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where people in this country get their shorts in a knot is they want common sense gun. Well, we already have it. Well, what they're talking about isn't at the state level. Because I don't know of any state in this country that you can go to and not have to run a background check to get a gun.
Well, and that's when they say the background checks, the what's it called? The
NCIC?
No. I mean, when they were talking about unilateral,
right.
You know, whatever it's called, background checks, it's like, well, we already do that.
Most states already do. And I think.
But it's not nationwide.
And what they want.
I can live with that.
What they want is a nationwide. Now, here's where I depart. I agree that we should do a nationwide type of background check. NCIC and then your state's crime information center, you can get there. I'm not opposed to that. I am opposed to the quote unquote registry.
Yeah.
Very opposed to it. But when you think about it, when you purchase a gun, and I don't know how it is in other states, but in Colorado, when you go in to purchase a gun, you say, I want that gun. When you fill out the form, and it's 2 pages, takes you about 3 minutes to fill it out, pretty straightforward. You know, you write in your location as far as home address, social security, name, and all that. The rest of it's just check boxes.
Yeah.
The dealer has to put in the serial number,
yeah,
the make and the model of the gun. Now, in Colorado, they say they destroy that after like 90 days. I don't know that I believe that.
Right. I'm with you on that.
But at the end of the day.
Because your gun is technically registered.
Exactly.
You know,
so
they know what you bought.
That, you know, Tulsi came out and said that she is for a national background check. I don't have a problem with that.
I really don't. As a law-abiding citizen,
I don't like it, but I'm good with it. and I see the need for it.
Right.
Other than that, she really has her own thought processes. She has a different opinion on abortion than most conservatives. Good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be surrounded by people that will right. cup my balls and tell me life is beautiful.
Well, that was my problem with his first term, with Trump's first term, is he got a bunch of yes men, you know, surrounding him, and they did everything he wanted done.
And then, now, then they were sabotaging him in the backside, right. too, yeah.
Well, this way you bring in somebody like Tulsi that is kind of on the other side of the fence right. with you, then it'll, you know, round you out. And, right. and you have somebody that will stand up to you and say, not a good
not
idea.
Happening. Yeah. And I'm good with that. So she was my number two for quite a while. The last week and a half, though, I have seen this person start doing some things that others should be doing as far as being out on the stump, campaigning, talking to the media outlets, doing a lot of selling, campaigning, if you will. And I was listening to one of Trump's speeches. I can't remember where it was this past week. And I heard him say something that I knew where it came from because he hadn't been saying it before. It was not only about the universal digital bank currency. It was on something that was loosely related to the Fed. And a couple days later, I heard this person on another podcast talking about how he feels good because President Trump is not just feeding him lip service and smiling and nodding. He's taking some of the information that's being given to him. He's researching it on his own and then deciding if he wants to. And when he does, he brings it to the fold. Vivek Ramaswamy is nobody right now. Politically, he has made a huge splash.
Huge.
Yes, he was, in fact, playing the Democrat role for a while because he was a businessman. People keep coming out and saying, well, he took Soros money. No, he took a grant.
Scholarship.
A scholarship whatever. Or a grant or whatever. And when you're going to college, you take money from anybody who's going to give it to you.
Exactly.
The WEF has got him or had him listed on their wave makers or whatever yeah. this was. Well, if you do a little digging, anybody that's put there, they don't ask them for permission.
No.
They just put them out there. Vivek got his name taken off of it. Doesn't mean he supports the WEF. Is he perfect? No.
He's a good fit for what we need.
Here's the reason that I worry that Trump won't do it is because Trump is an egomaniac. Trump is all about Trump. Trump doesn't want to share the stage. I don't blame him necessarily. Will that work with Vivek, who is very bombastic?
Yeah. Well, and Vivek actually brought that up because I think it was the Hodge twins that he was on that they were like, well, you know, Trump is a big figure. And Vivek was like, he's huge, but he's a lot smaller than y'all think he is.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
His ego is huge. Don't get me wrong, but he's more willing to have that.
Listen.
And listen to you and have that person in there that's got, you know, just like myself, that will, you know, is egotistical, if you will, as him.
Right.
And if not more.
I know we don't normally talk politics on the Midweek Tug, but I think it's important now that Trump is the official he's not official yet.
No, he's not
but
official.
But he's the...
But his he'll be the nominee. Is now on the...
Yeah, so after Super
we probably
Tuesday,
should have said that for Friday.
That's all right. After Super Tuesday, though, Ronna McDaniel steps down. Finally,
thank you. Probably should have done it when Vivek asked you to.
Is it interesting that shortly after Mitt Romney announces that he's not running again, that she steps down?
It is.
I wonder if they're going hand in hand on that because Joe Manchin left.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, here's the thing, in 2020, we'll talk about this Friday, for sure. We'll talk about it Friday. There's a lot of cool stuff coming up, but I don't know, once in a while, you just got to make a little splash.
When stuff hits us, we just talk about it.
Yeah, we try to make the Wednesdays a little more cool. We got a little morbid once or twice.
We got a little dark this time.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I don't know if it was dark, but it was definitely deep.
It was deep, yeah. And, you know, I don't mind going deep.
Well, especially with the tug.
Yeah, but if all I can give you is this, stop yelling deeper.
Harder.
Fuck.
More.
Last time she told me to give her 8 inches and make it hurt, I did it three times and then slapped her.
Three times.
I couldn't That's make it to one. The fourth.
Okay.
I finished already, so.
I was like, the math is math.
She didn't quite get all eight, but she definitely, she said it hurt when I slapped her.
Okay.
Yeah, this has been the midweek tug. This is what we do. Never know what the fuck you're going to get, because we never know what we're going to tell you.
This is not planned. We've said this a million times.
1,000,004, but nobody's counting.
You.
We've already talked about it, but become a member at patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained. Head over to the website, theunrefinedguys.com. Go to the sponsors page, which is also the contact us page. And right across the middle of the screen, you've got a Ravencrest Tactical. Click that button. Go in and take a look at all the out-the-front knives they've got, all the fixed blade knives they've got. And purchase something. When you're doing your checkout, make sure you enter TUGS, T-U-G-S. You'll get an extra 15% off of whatever discounts are already available. They got great knives, man. I think I'm going to buy another one.
Well, now that we got it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy another one.
Well, of course, they give us a promo code after I buy mine.
Of course. Next time. Oh, the week is halfway over. That's why we do the tug in the middle of the week. Give you a little boost to make it to Friday.
A little break.
A little break. This Friday's show will be interesting. Sounds like we're probably going to talk about some presidential stuff.
Probably.
Or something.
That's what it sounds like.
Till next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
Have a great rest of your week.
You want an honest man, but you don't understand. I won't be here when.